The dark side of the no-fly list. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Should guns be denied to people on the no-fly list as a way to prevent terrorist attacks? Most Republicans say absolutely not. The list is based on unreliable information, and denying these people a firearm would be unfair. But if that's true, then why are we using this unreliable information to deny these people a seat on a plane? The same issue came up recently in a lawsuit filed by a group of Muslims who found themselves turned away at the gate.
They were told the reason they were denied was that they were on a no-fly list, and then suddenly, right afterwards, approached by the FBI and told that they could get off the list if they agreed to serve as informers on their Muslim community.
Attorney Shayana Khadidal of the Center for Constitutional Rights in New York says the no-fly list is being used to pressure innocent Muslims into becoming informants.
The pitch that was given them by the FBI was basically to spy on their communities, in one case to go onto internet forums and act extremist, basically to spy on people in their mosques and their neighborhoods.
So, even though Mr. Khadidal is in favor of gun control, he agrees with the Republican side on this. The list is unfair, he says. So unfair, he'd like it scrapped entirely.
The reality is that the Republicans have a point when they say that this list is really arbitrary. It's just funny that they haven't chosen to pursue that thought to its logical conclusion in the no-fly context. It's only when it seems to be, you know, ready to be applied to gun purchases that they worry.
His clients, by the way, didn't win any damages, but their names did mysteriously disappear from the no-fly list. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.